Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
The Burt Show.
All right. The Hotlanta violation list continues. And you had to know that we were going to get a bunch of these because a bunch of you guys went home for vacation or you had a lot of people that were visiting for you. So our campaign to stop Hotlanta continues this year.
Yeah, the campaign to stop Hotlanta is really just the use of that word. We think it's old. Mm-hmm. We think it's cheesy. It doesn't describe our city like we want it to be. I mean, you can call us the A, the ATL, however you want to refer to us. But Hotlanta is just geeky. And so we have started this campaign. Nobody else is allowed to use it because really Atlantans don't use it very much. It's people that don't live here that often use it. So we're trying to educate through celebrities and through this consistent campaign. There's Facebook pages dedicated to this now. And you guys are out there being our officers, handing out tickets for the use of Hotlanta.
So every time that you guys hear it used or you see it used, we've been getting a lot of twit pics from you guys and a lot of calls or a lot of emails saying, look, this is where I see it. You got to call these people out. So this is the latest list that we got over the last week.
Okay.
From Twitter, Taylor Dahl writes, Hotlanta is used in the new flick Up in the Air. We should write the Hollywood Foreign Press about this one. And I think we've had that one called.
Clooney
did this.
Call.
If you're watching Up in the Air, then you're going to see Hotlanta.
Not cool.
Mahogany Knots. From Twitter writes, I had to check someone yesterday, was on the phone with a person in Texas that said Hotlanta. So then you would have a responsibility just to say, hey, sorry.
We don't use that anymore.
No. We don't call it
not
that
cool.
anymore.
Atlanta.
Shady Lady 13. I saw this martini glass at Macy's at Town Center. And then she twit pics, picture of a martini glass that says, welcome to Hotlanta.
Mm. I've seen that. It's on wine glasses too.
It is?
Really? The Atlanta glass that they have painted.
Macy's, awful. You got to do something about that. You got to change the vendor on that.
Yeah, discontinue.
Wanda Walker writes on Facebook, looking at job postings, I found this in the career section of none other than Facebook. It says, everything is just peachy here in Hotlanta. We were one of the fastest growing offices in the East region and look forward to continue growing this fantastic region for Facebook. No one wants to work.
That should be a double ticket. Peachy in Hotlanta. Mm. You can't use both.
I don't mind the Georgia Peach reference. I think it's cute.
Email from Xavier Garcia. They just said Hotlanta on House of Pain.
No way.
Tyler.
Tyler Perry knows better
Tyler
than that.
Tyler Perry. That had to be a rerun from years ago.
That's like getting stabbed in the back by your brother. Nicole Bigley emailed and said she got an email from hotlanta@bestatlantatanning.com about a special that Hollywood Tans is running, but the email address is hotlanta@bestatlantatanning.com.
No, they can move those to New Jersey if they're going to use the wrong words. Move those to the Jersey Shore.
Angela Rowland writes, my sister is from Atlanta but now lives outside Vegas. The first thing she said to me when she got off the plane was, it's so nice to be back in Hotlanta. She writes, I almost breached security and dragged her back to her plane.
It's 19 degrees here, people.
Yeah,
it's not hot about Hotlanta.
And Cynthia Brock writes, this is my favorite here. I've been dating a guy long distance for about 6 months. He lives in Denver. Things aren't working out anyway, but when I went to visit him over vacation, he wouldn't stop referring to Atlanta as Hotlanta, even though I kept correcting him. It started off as a running joke, but each time he used it, I felt myself getting more and more annoyed. He'll never know it, but that will definitely be one of the contributing factors when I make the breakup call this week.
Awesome. See, that is a soldier right there.
Putting her foot down.
That is a warrior. Thank you.
Hotlanta is over, people.
Done.
Over.
That's part of our past. Okay?
We are growing up from that.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
We spent a lot of time with intern Lauren here over the last half an hour. who initially told us that she was all stressed out right before Christmas because she had to take a holiday picture with all of her family members, and she was stressing out about having to look good in the picture and
not being able to indulge in the holidays and eat any like cakes and cookies and candy and all that fun holiday stuff because she wanted to look thin in the pictures. And the thin thing and the working out thing and the body image thing comes up a lot with Lauren because each of our interns sends us what's going on in their life, and you know, and every single week we hear from them about what's happening and what's going on. So a lot of times your weight and your working out and things like that come up in it. And so it seems like to be a common theme that we learned about you over the last year.
Yeah. So we had her take this online test that asks the question, do I have an eating disorder? And she just answered like 25 questions, and I'll give her the results here in just a couple of seconds. But a couple of minutes ago, Michelle called in, and she was on The Voice Disguiser, and she's going into treatment with an eating disorder tomorrow. And Michelle, I'm curious, in listening to intern Lauren here over the last 15 minutes and answering those questions, did she sound a lot like you if you were taking that test?
Absolutely, especially the first time around. And I don't want to sound judgmental or harsh, but I heard a lot of splitting hairs and a lot of, well, yeah, this, but not that. And I know for me personally, for a long time, I was in a lot of denial. And I saw a lot of people who I thought, well, I'm not as sick as her, so I'm okay. And I have one thing, but not the other, so I'm okay. And honestly, if you answer yes to even just a few of those questions, I think that's enough of a reason to talk to someone who knows a little bit more about it, just to make sure that you're okay. Maybe you don't have a full-blown eating disorder at this point, but there's something going on there that's serious enough that, you know, if it's not a full-blown eating disorder now, it's not far from it, and it's a very slippery slope. And I wish I had someone tell me 10 years ago, maybe you should just go talk to someone. Maybe you don't think that you have this problem, but maybe talk to someone else who knows a little bit better, because it would have saved me a lot of time and energy, because I wasted a lot of time and energy trying to talk myself out of something that I've finally accepted. And now I finally feel like I'm on the right path, because I felt like I was going crazy before, obsessing about these thoughts, and only once I said it out loud did it sort of take that pressure off of me to have to fix it myself. So I would still just encourage you to talk to someone. Maybe you don't think it's as serious of a problem, but I heard certainly enough things that are serious enough to consider a second look from someone who really knows what they're talking about.
Hey, Michelle, you've been awesome.
Thanks for hanging out with us, and
good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you too, Lauren.
Thanks. How does it make you feel when she says that kind of stuff?
I mean, I wouldn't disagree with her, but I don't think I'm going to go see a specialist.
Hey, Tara, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am studying counseling over at Mercer University, and we have studied a lot of the symptomatology for eating disorders. And just because you don't have, you don't meet all the criteria for anorexia or bulimia does not mean you don't have an unhealthy relationship with food. And I would not be surprised if she saw a counselor or a therapist if they wouldn't diagnose her with eating disorder not otherwise specified.
Let me ask you this, though, Tara. I mean, in listening to the women of the show for 9 years now, if 100 women went to see a counselor, it sounds to me like 90 women would be defined as having an unhealthy relationship with food.
That's true, but restricting your calories to 600 a day, that's fairly extreme. And feeling like you can't eat because taking a photo at Christmas, if you eat some sweets a couple weeks beforehand, is your appearance is not going to drastically change. You might gain a pound or two, you might bloat a little, but you're not going to look completely different than you would have before you started that. So feeling like you can't eat over Christmas, that's fairly extreme as well. And like I said, she probably does not fully meet all the criteria in the DSM-4 for anorexia or bulimia. But it really sounds like she has an unhealthy relationship with food, and like she meet the criteria for, you know, eating disorder NOS, not otherwise specified.
Aren't eating disorders more about control and trying to gain control in your life than they are about food?
They are, but when you're looking at the criteria, that manifests itself in the way that you react to food and the way that you restrict your food.
But I think that's an important thing to understand, is that it has nothing to do with food. And that's why a lot of the questions in that quiz are more about depression, anxiety, self-image, you know, some sort of like thing that might have happened in your life that you're trying to maybe get away from, or you're trying to control, or you're trying to bury, or whatever, with this sort of obsessive compulsive behavior, and you've just decided to attach it to food. Mm-hmm. It could be attached to a million other things in your life. You know what I'm saying?
If we're not talking about an eating disorder, Lauren, would you say that you at least have an unhealthy relationship with food?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think more so now that I'm back at home and I graduate college, whatever, that I learned that, you know, I can eat more and not gain a pound every day. I think back in high school, that's when I was restricting myself to fewer than 1,600 calories, whatever. But I've learned more that, you know, I can't do that.
Well, here are the results of your test. And according to this, let's see, answering yes or it seems pretty harsh. Answering yes or maybe to at least one or more questions in section A. And you answered yes to five of those. Combined with answering yes or maybe to at least one or more questions in section B, you answered yes to seven of those, can be an indication that you could be suffering from an eating disorder or be well on your way to one. So this one's not giving you any wiggle room at all. It's saying one in each, and you had five in the first and seven in the second one. As far as section C goes, answering yes to one or more questions in section C can indicate related physical health problems, and it may be a good idea for you to visit your doctor. You had no in all of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, interpret it any way you want. Right. I can almost see you rolling your eyes going, oh, I know what the results say, but I got this. I got this, man. There's no way.
I mean, I think it's definitely something to explore, because I think if you do talk to a counselor about it, like Michelle, the caller, said, like if it's able to be like an issue or a personal thing that you're able to address now, like before maybe, you know, a year or two or five down the road where it could be something where you would really need to go seek treatment at a facility or something like that. If it's something you can work on now, I mean, everybody's about self-improvement. Of course, right now, this time of year, everybody's thinking about self-improvement anyway. It might be something you can do. And I don't think therapy should be seen as a shameful thing or a bad thing at all.
Good Lord,
I go to therapy. So,
yeah.
I got all kinds of weirdo issues.
Yeah, and Jen's not crazy. Right.
I know. You can think I'm crazy all you want. Judge me all you want. But I think it's the best thing. I think it is the best thing that I spend money on in my life. Honestly. And so I don't think there's any shame in it whatsoever. Bring it on. Some of the healthiest people I know are in therapy.
Really?
Ditto to that. Thank you for being so honest.
No problem. It was fun.
That's fun?
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
what,
rolls her eyes.
What a blast.
She's like, I hate you and I quit.
You would like to take this test again? Yes, no, or maybe?
No.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
So we all know what friends with benefits are. And if you don't know what a friends with benefits is, it's a guy friend that you have and you just sort of engage in fun activities on the side. But it's just a friend. There's no strings attached. It's not your boyfriend. It's not someone you go out on dates with. It's just a friend. So if you need somebody and if you need to take care of some business, that's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
And usually both people know that that's the scenario.
Is it ever spoken like this is the definition of our relationship? Because at some point, it has to be.
I think so.
Yeah.
And he's generally going to be fine with that. But she's going to be the one to go, I'm not all about that.
I think you'd be shocked at more guys.
I think it's sometimes harder for guys than they would like to admit. They think they're fine with the physical connection and not ever being emotional. And it's like, oh, yeah, we can still be friends. But I think guys fall for their friends with benefits just as much as girls fall for the guys. Yeah,
I think so, even more. Because guys
even
are shocked. Like, you don't want, like, you're not blowing up my phone for a relationship. You don't want to date me. You don't want to be with me other than just this one thing every now and then.
It supports your theory.
That what?
That guys want what they can't have.
Yeah, that you keep us chasing all the time. The thing that would drive me crazy about that is if we had an agreement that we were friends with benefits, then you're not allowed to get benefits from anybody else while we're friends with benefits.
But you're not dating.
Yeah,
right.
This is where
the guys can't handle it very well.
Right.
Because if you're dating and there's somebody, you know, or maybe several people that you're dating and maybe potentially romantically interested in, but you're not getting physical with those people.
Right.
You're still getting physical with your friend with benefits.
Do you have one of these dudes right now?
I don't have one.
Are you looking for one?
No, I don't think I could do it.
Oh, really?
I don't think I could do it.
You think you would get emotionally involved?
I think so. I mean, a random hookup is a random hookup, but to have like one steady person like all the time, I think you would become more and more attracted to that person because I think you have to be sort of attracted to them anyways to be a friends with benefits, somewhat.
Let's take this guy that you were like having, that you had drinks with last night. Okay, so you go over to this guy's apartment. He invites you over. He says that we're going to watch football, whatever. by the way, did he go to Iowa or Georgia Tech?
No.
Okay. So he just invites you on over to
it's
watch a random
big bowl
football
game. Right. I watched it too. I didn't sure go to either school. I didn't, was watching
I
it.
I didn't.
It was an excuse for him to get you over to his house, which is fine. So he's just a friend of yours.
Uh-huh.
The wine starts flowing last night.
Right.
And once you walked in the door, he thought that it was on.
Maybe.
He's hoping
head.
That
hoping.
It was on.
He was hoping for sure that it was on.
Right.
So the fact that you say that it didn't happen last night has already started to establish with him that we're just friends.
Maybe, but then this is where the new term comes in, which is friends with limited benefits.
You can't define that.
Hold on. Yes, you
can't
can.
Do that.
Yes, you can. You can. Friends with limited benefits is so just it's everything. It's like making out, you cuddle, you just hang out.
No.
I mean,
you can hook up, but you can't have a home run. So you can
right.
you can have a triple.
You
yeah.
could probably do a triple. It depends.
A double or a triple, but not a home
you gotta
run.
You got to set your limitations.
Tell me, show me one guy that would agree
guy
to those stipulations.
This. A guy suggested this to me.
The only
a
way.
With
a guy,
limited benefits.
I so wish Jeff was here, especially for this, because I can't believe you can't see this. Because a guy knows that if he agrees to this limited benefits thing, that women, once you get to a certain point, you can't turn around either.
Right.
So
right.
if we say, look, we're just going to go to third base, we know once you round third, it's only another 60 feet.
That's what he's probably banking on.
Right.
To agree to the limited benefits. But if she sets it out there at the outset, then he can't be mad if they're not going fully around the bases.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be third. Your limitations could be second.
Could be first or second.
You just want to have a makeout partner. I mean, that's it.
Wendy's in her 20s. She's fine with just making out. I'm not sure in your 30s that if you're round in 30, you can stop.
Limitations increase as you get older.
Somehow your brake pads at 30 years old are too worn and they just don't work anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you're much more of a well-oiled machine at that stage in the game.
But this was suggested to me by a guy. And
yeah, well, I think if it comes from a guy
who wants limited benefits from you.
No, this is what I didn't want. Like, it's a guy that I could potentially, like, would fall for. So I don't want to, like, be friends with benefits, but if you give them limited benefits, it just...
It really is a brilliant plan on the guy's part. If he could get you to agree to that, he's only doing that because he knows that limited eventually is going to give you free all access. He'll get one of those all-access badges that he's going to wear around his neck, like
VIP.
Backstage pass. Yeah.
Yeah, like a lanyard.
He knows he's going to get all access, but
maybe.
To propose that, look, just limited benefits is fine with me is really, really very smart.
It is a good tactic. Yeah, because she feels all safe. And then he's like, yeah, she won't be able to resist my moves.
That dude is brilliant.
Maybe.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm on that whole limited benefits train, and he hasn't tried anything further.
See?
Really?
And how long have you guys been on this train?
Like a month, I guess.
Okay.
And
all right.
you've both been on the train. You've just stopped before you got to the final destination?
I mean, we actually haven't even gone very much further than the original destination.
So it's just...
Go with that, I guess. Like general makeout and a little bit more, but I mean, that's it. He doesn't... Like, he's asked, but when I said no, he was like, okay.
Really?
Continued with what he was doing.
That's your limitation. You have to sign like a contract.
He's just getting it warmed up, though. One
so
month
too,
in,
man.
I mean,
yeah.
6 months in, he's not going to be around if you're still bumping setting. He's going to be ready to spike.
Will you do us a favor? You have to make
sure.
a commitment to us. Will you call us every 2 weeks and give us an update?
Sure.
Because I think he may hold out for another 2 weeks, but within a month, there's no way the call sounds the way it sounds right now.
Right.
Okay, good. Did you propose that or did he propose that?
Mutual thing.
You proposed it. Because it wasn't his idea.
You proposed it. He agreed. It's limited benefits.
I guess you could always squirm your way in even further, but I mean, you could also have another friends with benefits, just not a friends with limited benefits. So, I mean, it works out for him, so he can go have his benefits, full-on benefits, but with you, it's just limited.
And you'd be okay with that?
I'd be okay with that.
Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. What's going on?
I think.
All right. Now, I agree with you, Bert, on the whole limited benefits, and I believe that women fall more so than guys. I had a girl that me and her were really good friends in high school, nothing more. And then she approached me one night, her and one of her cousins come over to my apartment, and she was like, listen, Matt, I just want to get some. I just want to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, sounds good to me. And then about a month later, she's getting all attached and coming over and wanting to stay the night all the time. And it just freaked me out. I mean, really freaked me out.
I think if we're talking generalities, I think dudes would be able to handle it better. But the women here are saying, no, it's about even.
I think it is about even.
I think
even.
It is the same. Yeah. I mean, I think more so on guys. That's why you have the limited friend and not the full-on benefits. Because if they get attached to you, then you can always go all the way. So you have like a little bit left to give, but you haven't given it all up yet.
It really is. I mean, if there are guys listening this morning, it really is a very unique, fantastic plan, and I hope there aren't a whole bunch of women listening, because this could really work really, really well. If you're the one that suggested as a guy,
right?
You get so many points, but you know eventually limited is going to be full on.
Maybe.
It depends on how emotionally attached a woman will get.
Let me ask you this. If you're good in your limited...
Yes.
Then it will end up, you'll be able to buy the car.
You can get
if your test drive goes so well, then right. You're probably going to end up driving.
Maybe.
Long term.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it depends on how good looking you are, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It always does.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Patty, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. You know, these young, and I'm thinking these are young people proposing this, I think they're forgetting that men and women just physically, mentally are completely different. Women can make out. Women can have friends with limited benefits. Guys can't. They have to have a release of some kind. And,
yeah,
I mean,
but it can
it's
be by themselves
up.
Later.
And, you know, that's just the way that it is. And I think that, you know, guys buying into this, it's just like you said, they're expecting it's not going to be limited, or if it's limited, it's only limited for a little while. They're going to get their release at some point. But I think girls are teasing themselves or just not admitting or realizing the fact that they're... Guys can't make out. I mean, they really can't.
I say, go ahead. Women, propose it to guys. Do it. Go ahead and propose it. And
sure.
Yeah, go ahead and propose it. I think it's a great idea for guys, because I think if you know what you're doing, then the limited idea will become...
Maybe,
because I think guys then would set themselves up for disappointment, because I think some women are stronger about saying, no, this is it, than guys are. And then guys will be so disappointed when they hear that, no, we're not doing any more than this. See ya.
Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay, man.
Hey, this limited benefits thing sounds really great, but let's be honest here. It's a great move for the guy, because if you're good with limited benefits, you're going to get full benefits in no time.
Exactly my point. I say if a woman proposes it to you as a guy, if you think you know what you're doing, absolutely go for it.
Yeah, there's not too far from
major score.
Yeah. There's not too far to go from the shallow end to the deep end. A little gray area in the middle where you can't touch
anymore.
Like
a floating area.
For the most part, there really isn't a lot.
Hey, The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
I wanted to mention this before we even talk to intern Reshma here. You know how we were talking about Farmville yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tweeted this yesterday, and I was serious about it, that we got more emails yesterday and more Facebook messages yesterday about Farmville than I did about Jeff Dahler. It was a relief to be addressing Farmville and not Jeff Dahler.
What was the sentiment? Most people were mad
upset,
at us?
Man. You don't make fun of Farmville, dude.
Oh, really? Oh.
And here's the reason why. Tracy brought this to my attention this morning. Twitter has 18 million subscribers. 18 million.
It's a lot.
Farmville has 69 million.
You're kidding.
No way.
Almost 70 million on Farmville. So those that are into it are into it. And I heard from all 69 million yesterday.
Really?
They were really upset that we were making fun of
it. I just don't get it.
I don't know. It's an obsession, apparently.
Yeah, I don't understand why you want to have a virtual farm and water your plants every 2 seconds.
Doesn't matter. I mean, think about the numbers there. 18 million on Twitter, and we talk about Twitter all the time.
No,
it's not even a close race. 70 million on Farmville. And that's why I got so many emails. I had no idea until we didn't even know what it was until yesterday. Rushmore, you know what it is?
I'm a Farmville freak.
Oh, you are?
Oh, you are. Totally.
You're one of them.
I am. But the only reason I got into Farmville is because my mother, who is currently at home, like in between type of thing, is obsessed with Farmville. So one day I was home, just off school, no work, no nothing, and she decides to like make me get on. And I'm like kind of a video game nerd, so I was like, if I get onto this, I know I'm gonna get addicted. She will wake me up in the middle of the night, like last night, knowing before I had to come to work, to tell me that I had to harvest my crops.
No, she did not.
Swear. So it's not even that I'm doing it. I feel like I need to stay on for my mother's sanity. No joke.
People are hardcore.
I mean, I could probably get off now and be okay with it. And, you know, I had my fun. Yeah, it's a fun game, but I'm done. What is the
point of the game? Nobody wins, right?
I don't. One of my friends is determined to beat it, but no one I know has beat it yet.
How do you beat it?
Like, you know, all video games, there's like an eternal, like, you can finish it at one point. There's like a giant, you know, like in solitaire, there's like the cards or whatever. Like, there's that way you can finish it, but no one knows if you can finish Farmville. And they keep enhancing it, and they'll give like new features and stuff. So I think they're just making it like people want to keep going until they give up.
And how much do you pay to play it?
Nothing.
Zero, yeah.
So how are they making money? Just advertising?
I don't know, because there's not much advertising on it. There is like a certain feature that like a lot of the like exclusive stuff that you get, you can pay money to get, and it's like there's like coins and dollars, and you don't get dollars very often, but all the good stuff comes in dollars. So you can pay money and they'll give you like special offers if you buy Farmville dollars. To buy the extra stuff. So I guess people buy that, but no one I know has ever bought, like actually paid for the Farmville dollars.
Well, think about it. With 70 million subscribers, if just 2 million of them gave a dollar for the extra bonuses on it, that's $2 million.
Yeah, and I've come really close. Like, I consider it, because I'll be like, I want that one little thing like for my farm, and I will consider pulling out my credit card and paying for it.
Really?
So I'm sure there's people that do it.
Go ahead. You can Google, I did this yesterday, Farmville addictions.
Okay.
And it's all these people like on message boards complaining that their wives aren't paying them attention anymore, they're not paying attention to the kids, people are losing their jobs over it. You get addicted to it.
Really?
Yeah, it's nutty, man. And 70 million people are on it. So that's why we got so many emails about it
yesterday. Don't understand.
All right, Reshma here has two ideas for 2010. Personal ideas, not really resolutions, but ideas that she's thinking about pulling the trigger on in 2010 that are really pretty unique.
Yeah, I was I'm kind of a nerd, so I was YouTubing and checking out some videos, and one of the blogs I follow, I saw this guy who had a video, and a bunch of people had commented, so I'm not normally like a person that checks out videos, but it was like a 10-minute video of this guy from some art school and fashion school in California who is dancing for the full 10 minutes, but he's dancing to 100 different songs, and it's not just, it's 100 random songs that he likes of different genres, different tempos, like there's some like Billy Joel in there, there's Lady Gaga, like it goes all across the board because he's a pretty you can tell he's an eclectic guy. Not only that, he shoots the video himself, takes a tripod and a camera, and goes to different locations in around his school, home, apartment, city, and shoots these videos of him dancing to these songs. And in every single one, he's got a different outfit on. So he's got a different outfit, different song, different location for 100 days. And he cut it and made a compilation of his 100 days and put this video up of like 100 days, 100 songs, 100 locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it and I started thinking about it. And the past...
It's a pretty cool idea.
It's a really cool video too. So I started looking at it and I was kind of envious of him because I have been dancing since I was like 4 years old, except for this past year, which has been really hard for me because I've been so busy and I've had work and working here and in school, and I just haven't had time to like be a part of a team or teach or do anything. So I got really envious because I was like, I want to be that, like, you know, choreographing and dancing and just doing whatever you want. And I got envious of him, and then I started looking at his clothes, and I've always been kind of like a fashion nerd. Like, I'm one of those people that like, I won't do anything to my room, but my closet will be like full packed, like I could never have enough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, I will never wear, like, this past semester, I haven't worn, like, probably more than 10% of my clothes. I've gone to, like, the, you know, when you start repeating outfits, like, same pieces?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been repeating the same stuff, but I will go shopping every week and I just buy more and more. So it kind of made me envious of the fact that he got to wear all these cool clothes And then it was like a self thing, not that he got to show it to everyone and he got popularity, because obviously that's a perk, but more for himself. Like, you could tell he was dancing for himself. He's happy for himself. He's doing them for himself. Like, some of the videos are shot like in a urinal or in a stairwell. Like, right. It's not anything like elaborate.
Right.
It's
but, just but it still gets himself. 4 million hits.
Yeah. I mean, it got like, yeah. So I got kind of envious of him, and I started thinking, I was like, what if I challenge myself for 2010 to try and do this like 100-day thing? And it's like, at first I was like, okay, it's easy, but I started thinking about like my day-to-day routine, uh-huh. and I was like, I would have to find a different location. Mm-hmm. Not saying it'd be like, you know, like the studio, like he did different rooms in his apartment or different backgrounds, so not too elaborate, but I'd have to get a tripod, pick a song, and then dance to the entire song every day. Not only that, it would also force me to wear a different outfit and utilize my closet.
The outfit every part of day. This whole thing, when we read about it, fascinated Jen and Wendy and yeah. Melissa also. Like,
I didn't you do this in high school?
In high school, I had a bet with my friend senior year that I wouldn't repeat a single outfit any day, and I won.
And not one.
Yeah. And I actually carried it out through the summer because I was so used to it. Like, I saw something and I was like, okay, don't wear it. Like, I wouldn't throw stuff away. I just would do it.
You so, never really? Repeated an outfit.
No.
So would you rematch a shirt with a different pair of pants or a skirt with a different shirt?
Yeah, I would, but not to the point where you could tell it was the same piece. Like, I wouldn't wear bold pieces the same way. Like, I'm not trying to, like, blow my ego, but I can, like, you know, manipulate, like, clothes and stuff, and I'm pretty handy with a sewing machine, so I would kind of edit it or alter it.
Oh,
so that would change it. Like, I would change the buttons on vests so they wouldn't be so the same thing, or change earrings or stuff like that.
Wow.
So,
that is really fascinating, because I think for a girl, we do spend so much time thinking about what we're going to wear. I mean, I know I think about it the night before I go to bed, you know, before work the next day. I usually try to pull my clothes so I'm not, like, scrambling in the morning. But we put a lot of thought into what we're going to wear every single day. But even when we repeat outfits, to me, I think it's a lot of thought.
Yeah.
And a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of effort.
It was
and so
a lot,
the fact
but to
that
me,
you
it
did
made
it
me happy. Like, it was like, I would get up in the morning, spend that extra, like, hour getting ready, but I would have a better day. It was kind of like one of those working out things. Like, you know, when you work out, you feel better. Like, me getting ready and feeling good about myself.
Sure.
Not caring. Like, obviously, there was days where I looked horrible. But to me, I felt good because I put my outfit together. Like, it's just like a confidence thing. And I feel like you can wear something if you feel like you look good in it. If other people don't like it, it doesn't matter. As long as you feel like you look good, it's okay.
Right.
And it would boost my ego. I'm kind of cocky.
See, that's awesome. That's cool. I love that.
Jen is more interested in the outfit thing, and I'm really interested in the dance thing.
I'm interested in both. I mean, I think both would be amazing to have to do it every single day.
I know, that's
no
what
days
kills me.
Off.
That's what kills me.
Saturdays, Sundays, you can sleep in, whatever.
Days off.
But at some point, you've got to go and dance.
That's 3 straight months
of full dancing.
Planning, no matter what's going on in your life, you've got to set up that tripod and
you've
got to dance.
Well, and there's like things going on the next couple months where I was thinking about this, like when the new year rolled around, everyone's like, what's your new year resolution? I was like, I don't know yet.
You're like, I just want to dance.
I just want to dance. But my sister's getting married in March and I'm going over there. So I'll be in California for a little bit. And then I'm traveling. Like, you know, it's like senior year. So I've got like weekend trips everywhere. So I'll be like up at, like, I'm going to the cabin with my friends in a couple weeks. I got to like take it up there and like shoot at the cabin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just random things I thought about. I was like, well, if I do it, it'd have to be a really big commitment. But
it sounds like a great idea on paper, but actually executing 100 days of it consecutively would be a really tough challenge.
And I wouldn't do it like this guy.
I was going to say, I would bet you would learn a lot about yourself in doing it.
I know. And I thought about it, and instead of just doing like the 100 clips and like keeping to myself, I thought to motivate myself, I have a blog that I never use. And like, you know, teachers always tell you to start a blog for your professional career. So I was like, maybe that way, if I have a blog and I'm like putting them up every day, it'll keep me like, oh, I have to do it today. I have to put it up for my blog. Like, my friends will bug me or my sisters will bug me. Like, there's someone on my tail about it.
All right, let's give you motivation to do this. because we are going to be launching a new website in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And if you want to be part of that, we would give you the forum to do it.
Wow.
So somewhere on our webpage would be, you know, Reshma's 100 dances and outfits in 100 days. And you would be responsible for updating that thing every day. And if you didn't, we would have to come down on you on it, because that would be
and
part of your assignment.
It wouldn't just be us. It would be the listeners that follow it, too.
Because they'll start to get invested in it and see where you're dancing and how you're dancing and what outfit you have on.
And they'll make sure you're not wearing the same outfit.
I know. And now that I said that, I'm really nervous, because like, I was thinking about my closet just now, and I was like, what if I repeat pieces? And someone's like, you wore that
mail
day 36. Day 36. That makes me really nervous now.
But you do have 2 weeks to plan, so 2 weeks until it starts.
If you want to do it, we'll give you a couple of days to think about if you really want to take it. it seriously.
I think it would be awesome.
But it would help us out because we've got the new website that's launched, and so people would go to see you. But you'd have to be consistent about it, and it would help you out too.
Yeah, no, I think it's just... It's one of those things where I want to do it to make myself happy. Like, I'm all about my motivation in life to do things to make me happy. Clothes make me happy. Dancing make me happy. This sounds amazing. So, it sounds really good, and I really want to try it.
Think about it.
I'm going to think
about it before you commit, because it would be a pretty big commitment.
I know.
Once you're in, you're in. Do you have the video camera and the equipment you would need?
I have a video camera. I have a tripod, but I'm sure I could find one.
We could figure that out for you.
All right. Maybe next week. Just tell us if you want to do it or not.
I will.
And we'll pull the trigger on it or not.
Get it. The Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.
We have talked to Tina twice. This was the first time we talked to her.
Our oldest child is 11 and hasn't been performing well at school and has been lying to us and is actually potentially going to fail. And so we're using it as a threat, but, and, you know, her dad and I discussed, and of course it'll be me, the one who actually has to pull the trigger on it. So it would be the mom decision to cancel Christmas. Fortunately, our other two children are small enough that they won't really know because they're only 16 months old.
All right, so we called her to try to get an update on exactly if she was... I mean, that's a pretty serious threat.
Definitely.
Well, her daughter, or her stepdaughter, had been through a drastic change, right? It was only a couple of months before she was showing this kind of behavior.
She was getting good grades, and then all of a sudden, everything goes south. So we talked to her right before Christmas to see if she was really serious about doing this, right? And this is what she told us.
I was very frustrated because I am the stepmother, and it's okay with me if she hates me. If it means that she's going to grow up to be a successful, happy, healthy child, then I'm okay with that. We took back her Christmas and told her that we expected to see immediate change, and she got very, very upset that night.
Sure.
Just save that girl.
I don't believe it's just a grade thing. I do believe there's obviously something deeper.
And so after we talked to her, a whole bunch of you guys called up, and I think Jen even said, something's going on here. You didn't say the word abuse, but you were thinking something was going on.
Well, it seemed like there had to be some sort of outside cause for such a drastic change in behavior so quickly. Mm-hmm. And we were just, you know, we were just suggesting maybe get her into counseling, get her to, you know, talk to somebody that she feels comfortable talking to. Because it just seems so out of character for this young girl to completely change. And so young. I mean, she's only 11. Like, if she were, like, 14 or 15 and just being an obnoxious teenager, then, I don't know, that, like, kind of comes with being 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't come with being 11.
No.
You know?
Well, here's the update that we got from Tina, and she couldn't come on with us, but she sent us this email, and it says, I'm so sorry, Tracy, but I'm out of state for work for the next few weeks. I can share that we did take the Burt Show advice and began looking for possible causes to my stepdaughter's sudden change in attitude. The end result was we were not able to find any abuse or fear that was causing the sudden lack of interest, and there's no evidence of drug and or alcohol use. Our daughter, who felt very uncomfortable with all of our investigating, which we did not care about, finally yelled at us and said, no one is hurting me or trying to hurt me, and if someone was to ever try, I know you would protect me, so I would tell you first, and I swear I'm not doing drugs. And she says, I just have an attitude problem. An email came. Yeah, she even said it. I'm just kind of crappy right now. An email can't properly display all of the emotions involved, but all parties, including third parties that were checking on this, are convinced that she is telling the truth and are actually relieved that we are only dealing with an attitude problem. Wow. Thank you all so much for your suggestion and concern. There can't be too many guardian angels watching over a child, and there's no reason to ever avoid going further into investigating your child's safety and health. At least they will know for all the years ahead that you're willing to go as far as it takes to protect them from themselves and others. God bless you all, and have a great new year.
Wow. Well, I'm glad she sought third-party help, though. I mean, that's great on her part, trying to protect her stepdaughter.
And the third party sounds like she either hired an investigator or something like that. But the update is they didn't find anything at all. So it's just a crappy attitude from an 11-year-old.
I mean, that's good news, but that's surprising to me. It's like I almost don't want to still believe it. I don't know why.
That's all we got, So she believes it, and the investigators believe it. So there's your update for all you guys that were emailing.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.